Rolling with my homies.
I was also extremely ill-prepared for the synergy segment, so yeah. That's what I've been doing and why I've been so quiet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe I'm ready now.
You got something? You decided to go with my suggestion?
I don't remember what your suggestion was. Should I?
Probably not, because apparently when I said it, we all just assumed that I was joking, even though I really wasn't. But it's because it's not a good suggestion, that's why. It's just a suggestion. I was suggesting that you do the team of animals in triplicate.
Oh, right. I do remember that.
Aunts. Whales.
I'm going with a really weird suggestion that I will never even try out.
Okay. I can get behind that.
You still always go with the big body part, you know?
Yeah. I just need a third for that.
It's got to be Melon Head and...
Yeah, and Kingpin.
Fisk and somebody else. I'm trying to think of animations.
I said you need a third for that, and then you dismissed me as though it was so obvious, and then just told me the two obvious ones.
Well, I drew a blank.
I'm drawing a complete...
Oh, it's got to be Dr. Doom.
Blank.
He's got that, I don't know, when he snaps his fingers at you or something, I don't know. Or when three-star Doom comes out and puts his big head on the screen.
I loved that reference.
Thanks. I just watched it maybe 2 weeks ago. Ever since, I've started having stars so that Craig's wife can watch time travel porn. There are like 100 stars channels, and one of them always has some 80s, mid-90s movies that I can't get enough of, and I was just watching that the other night, and I was like, that's fantastic. That movie's great.
Yeah.
Ian, did you start watching the Dark Crystal?
No, I heard it was awesome, though.
It's pretty good.
I am 2 episodes in, and if you liked the movie, you will like the show.
That's what I'm told.
I've been enjoying it.
I do like the movie.
Oh, my, excuse me. What was I about to do? Something
Karen doesn't remember the movie at all, so it was kind of weird, but...
Mm.
This is the prequel,
so she can watch this first and then watch the movie.
I didn't know it was a prequel until we got partway through, and I'm like, oh, this is a prequel. But yeah, she recognizes something. She's like, oh, that's blah, 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 and like names it off. And I'm like, yes, okay, you have seen the movie. I'm also all discombobulated because I'm moving offices.
Oh.
At work, and that's just a pain. And partway through, I had assumed that they were going to send the desktop people to come and get my computer and monitors and move all that. And because normally that's what we have to do. It's a union job. You have to, right? Mm-hmm. And today I was told, oh, no, just go ahead and move all your stuff. And I'm like, all right. So I put everything in my Jeep and got all packed up. It was the end of the day. And I went over to the other building and... it was after 5, so the building was locked down. There's no card swipe for my suite, and they didn't give me a key. So this would be a perfect time to be fired because I'm all packed up and have nothing at all in any office. Everything I have from work is sitting in my Jeep right now. It's a little ridiculous.
Oh, time travel porn is Outlander.
Yeah.
I didn't see. I just saw Samurai ask the question.
Oh, sorry.
I haven't been on Discord.
Yeah, I also have been doing show work, so I didn't get... Yes, it is Outlander.
Outlander is pretty much softcore porn for housewives. Are we ready to open the channel?
Yeah, definitely. 5 minutes ago.
Oh, we're late, man.
Show's practically over already.
I blame this guy. And by that,
I blame those guys, not this guy.
Let me get back into the channel. All right, I'm back.
And we're back! Man in the box!
Get back in the box!
I do not know who got in first. It was either Flynn or Donkey Teeth. Donkey Teeth says it was Flynn, so there you go.
In like Flynn.
There's the winner.
Oh, my goodness. There was an incident at work today that is relevant to the show.
Okay.
I have a newer coworker, and today he decided, he said, hey, I don't remember, but like it started organically, and then he was like, we need to just talk about movies all day. And I was like, sure. I'd rather not talk to anybody, sit quietly in my station. But, you know, I don't want to dash the dreams and hopes of a 19-year-old kid. I still want him to be happy to be alive. So we're talking, and I'm like, I don't know how to fill this time. And I was like, I do know how to fill this time. I was like, hey, new guy, here are the 23 movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Please rank them in the order that you enjoy them. Oh, it gets much weirder, and it was like better, and then got really dark, and then it was more normal. He had, you know, Thor Dark World and Thor Ragnarok and Age of Ultron and all those right about where I had them, and we were good with Guardians 2 pretty low on the list. And then we were at halfway through the list, and I started to worry. And then we were at number 10, the 10th movie on the list. He goes, you know what I think it is? The Incredible Hulk.
Oh, dear God.
Whoa.
I was like, wow, way to just whip it out and slap it on the table. I was like, you think that there are
13 movies worse
13
than
movies in the MCU worse than The Incredible Hulk? He's like, I really like The Incredible Hulk. And we talked about it for a while. And then it occurred to me that, you know, he was probably like 8 when he saw that movie. And so 8-year-old him remembers that movie. Not, I've recently watched this movie and I'm making these rankings critically. And I just let it go.
Oh, man, that is rough.
Yeah.
No, I think that's like one of the few that we actually all three agreed on.
Yeah. Yep. I think so.
That movie is a turd sandwich.
My interesting turn of events at work today was I got a request to set up a LAN in the hub for an esports event.
Okay. What kind?
Apparently there is a club. There's an esports club mm-hmm. on campus. And
is it Overwatch or Fortnite?
I haven't found out yet.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, the student of, well, because student affairs contacted me and was like, I'm not really sure what to do. Like, can we do something? So I talked to my director and I'm like, hey, can we just do this for free? It's like a 1-day event. Billing them for, you know, a day's worth of network is insane. And so that got approved. So I got in contact with the president of the club here today, and we're going to set up a meeting with the different people and discuss what they need. So I don't know, but it's right before BlizzCon. So I'm thinking they're probably doing an Overwatch thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
And by cool, I mean,
that was nice of you. You're their hero now.
It's really not nice of me. I mean, it's doing something that I'm actually interested in for my job. So
yeah, right, but to not charge them.
Right, yeah.
It could very well be, everyone could be Korean, so it could be StarCraft.
That's true.
It could be. They are requesting upwards of 50 connections, so be a nice LAN party.
Grinch is right. And by cool, I mean excitement, yawn. Sorry. Let me do some stretches before the show, get my blood flowing, try to get pepped up. All right, I'm pepped up. Let's start this show 10 minutes ago.
He's all hopped up on the pep. All right, ready?
Sure. Doug. Wait, did we start recording?
Yes. Like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, thank goodness. I am in the weeds. Let's do this.
Jeebus. Speaking of in the weeds for 1 second, Ian. Man. The fact that I can go back onto the Hulu and start back over at Top Chef Season 1 is, like, glorious. And I'm like a Top Chef bender. So good.
I'm glad.
Love that show.
It's a decent show.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Greetings, True Believers! Welcome to the 209th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got Ray. We got Ian. That's KS72 and SneakyBeat15. Hello.
Hello.
Yo.
Yo! Alright, this is the week of the 9/11s to the 9/18 of the 2019s. I don't know why. That just sounds really weird. Okay. Your Deadpool Daily Land. We got a Purple Falcon, Psylocke. I don't know what the colors are because Game Pendium's down. Then there's Psylocke, Beast, Bullseye, Cap, Sentry, Punisher, and Blade. Of some colors for all those people.
Right.
Over in the 5-day 4-star crash! since last we spoke, there was a Namor
Yeah.
Versus Android Jim.
Truth.
How'd that go for you?
Still don't have Namor.
Oh. Okay. Right.
Really? That was against Android Jim? I didn't pay much attention whatsoever. I just matched green like I said I was going to, and then fired green, and I won.
All right. Well, be ahead. Number next on yesterday.
Thanks, Grinch. That's exactly what I was thinking, but I didn't want to say it because, whew, that's really skirting good taste. I like you even more now. Continue, Craig.
Starting yesterday was Red Hulk versus Hulk. In a, you should have won this easily, peasily. Did you win it easily, peasily?
You betcha.
Yeah, that's quite possibly one of the easiest there is.
Yeah, I had to laugh because I turned mine on, and I swear all of my board was just purple. I was like, oh my god, look at all this purple. Purple, 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 and thing, and smash. All right, game over. Okay, moving on.
Gamma siphon.
Listen to these braces. Ah, old school humor, still good.
Yeah.
Coming up number next on the 15th is the totally awful Cho.
He's not that bad.
Yeah, he's much better since his recent rework.
Recently reworked, totally awesome Hulk.
I know I have him smoking out at the sweet 544.
Solid choice.
Absolutely. Ray's got him champed. Ian, you got a 4 or 5 2.
Oh, that sounds like a puncher's chance.
Exactly.
That's right. I think you're in good shape.
Yeah, I think so.
You can punch Beast in the face and it'll all be good. What do we got? Storyland, Enemy of the State should be wrapping up for everybody. Coming up next is Battle at the Basilica. Is this the second time this is run?
Yeah, I believe so.
Second time, right?
Could be.
Yeah. Anyway, that'll get you two Rockets and or Groots. Drax, Latest Legends tokened on your personal side. On the Alliance side, it's 3 Colossi, 3 Black Cats, and a Latest Legend. So there you go, Ian. Alliance event. Jump in.
Oh, it's an Alliance event.
Yes.
I find it interesting there's a debate about whether or not this is the third time, because did it run twice when it originally ran, like one after the other?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I'm vaguely thinking it's this is time number 3, but who knows.
Yeah.
In the PvP land, Power Senior, Power season still going. And right now you got Fatal Attraction, which will get you a Dream, a Teen Gene, a Jubilation Lee, and some girl named Jennifer is your rewards. Ian, are you sitting down?
Almost always, but I was just doing exercises, so let me sit back down.
All right, you better double sit down.
Uh-oh.
Because there's some good news and some bad news, and then some extra bad news.
Whoa. That's a lot of news.
Yeah.
Wait, good news, bad news, and then extra bad?
Yeah.
How should I... What should I... Hold on. All right, I'm ready.
Okay. So the good news is there's a new story event.
Ooh.
Here's the bad news. You're going to have to play it. And I know how much you love playing this game even more.
Right.
The
well,
extra bad news?
Wait. Why does he have to play it?
Because it's functioning very much like a Deadpool daily.
Oh.
And it's hosted by Gwenpool. Wonk, wonk.
Hold on. All right. This grape jelly bean will...
Ooh, I love grape jelly bean.
Console me.
All right, so...
So they made a Gwenpool daily?
Yeah. Mm. It's called the Gwenpool Grand Prix, or Gwen Prix, as the case may be. So this, it's a 5-day thing. Day one, you will win 1 of 2 2-star covers. Day two, you win an elite token or 1,000 ISO. Day three, you win 1 of 2 3-star covers. Day four is an elite token or 1,000 ISO. And day five is 1 of 2 4-star covers. One reward per day.
Oh, but not like a forever thing. So it's like a...
I can't really tell.
I don't know. Is it a forever or is it like you have 32 days to complete Growth Industries?
And then I think it's a five-day event
to
go with the anniversary, but I can't...
The anniversary's coming up?
Well, it's Marvel's anniversary.
The 100-year anniversary? 80-year anniversary?
80-year anniversary,
90-year anniversary?
So you get two... things that are stories per day. You get to pick which one you want to read, and off you go.
Okay.
It's like, for example, you can fight against Comrade Russia or take to the sunny beaches of Miami with Black Widow CSI.
Down with both of those things.
Yeah.
So you get a choice.
I'm not down with any show that has CSI in the title, so.
Oh, no, but I mean, like this style of event? This is, you know, Gwenpool aside, all good news. This is the level of commitment that I long for.
Yeah, actually, I would think so. So Ice9 did jump in and say that it's a one-shot 5-day for now. They're talking about reruns depending on how well it's received. So that's great.
Yeah, maybe next time we could change the character to someone who doesn't suck.
You people and your biases.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gwenpool's lame.
Yeah, but I hear that she's very effective in the game, so
in this game, sure.
Right.
As a Marvel character, double lame.
I thought so. That was my original objection, but I've tried to let that go. We'll see. Well, I'll definitely play. Oh, man, this is going to be taxing. I got to get a lot of energy by tomorrow. I got to play in a Alliance event and a new 5-day event. Whew, I'm starting to sweat. It's like I'm eating hot wings.
Too hot and hot wings. All right. That's all the news I got. That was it.
Wow, that was a lot of buildup for kind of a jumbled delivery. I loved it.
Twop does say that if the event only runs once, we are completely blaming Craig. Fascio? What? I don't know what that. We are fascio blaming Craig? I don't know what that is. But
like for show?
For show. That's it. Thank you. I don't know how to read slang.
You gotta learn.
But shouldn't it be, F-O show? It's faux show.
That I might have got, but in
not
any case.
Fascio.
They're blaming Craig, so I'm on board.
See?
It's faux show. I'm getting out my Ebonics dictionary. I don't want to buy in this Fascio thing at all.
Well, it's a DJ. He knows. He's the hippest of all of us.
Fascio.
All right.
Anyway, let's go to the Superhero Showdown. Last week, we had a poor, sad lady magician going up against Doctor Doom. How'd that go?
Well, we got a couple comments about it. My vote will be for Doom because as much as I believe Agatha has a good, I'm very disappointed in you voice, it's probably not enough to save her from Doom. Quote, I think this was Ian, Doom is unimpressed. Best episode ever. Sheer perfection. Plus he wins insultingly easy. And while Agatha might have a chance against many opponents, utilizing her magic and wiles, Doom outclasses her at both of those, and so much more. Victory Doom. I'm sorry to say, Lady Harkness, you got no votes.
Oh,
wow! Is that the first time that's happened?
Oh, I don't know that.
Oh, okay. I know we keep such exact records of all things that happen.
I was going to say, I think it's the first time it's happened this season. I can't be sure about last season, though.
All right. This week, however, in the Hendecagon. Hendecagon? I don't know. It doesn't matter. We have, in one corner, the Living Monolith versus the Beetle.
Both have an Egyptian theme. I kind of like it.
Right. And
who wins?
Well, I don't know too much about the Living Monolith, but let me tell you what I got. Let me tell you a little story about Abner Jenkins and the fact that he has no powers.
He's got a sweet suit.
He has some power armor. I would say the master of power armor. And
More than Tony Stark?
Much more.
Wow.
Tony Stark is a Johnny come lately. Tony Stark is just, he's a recent creation. Tony Stark used to be a Beetle level character. And then they realized that they sold off the rights to Spider-Man and had to make someone a marquee character for this franchise. And they went, I don't know, how about Iron Man? And everybody went, who? Fin Fang Foom's enemy? Are you kidding? And here we are today.
And yet still, no appearances of Fin Fang Foom.
Right, I know. Or a real Mandarin. Come
yeah,
on,
what's
guys.
Up with that?
The moral
Wait,
of
which
my
drunk
story?
Womanizer? What? Tony, sorry, I was just playing ice. He says, you know, the drunk womanizer. Well, I'm like, which one? Tony Stark? Henry Pym? We got more. I've read Marvel Comics. It's chock full of drunken guys beating their wives.
You know, you gotta have a hobby. You can't just save the world and be a billionaire all the time. Anyway, it's real good power armor.
Yeah.
So, I think I got a chance. Unless I discover that the Living Monolith is some sort of eternal level being that's going to destroy me like every week. Surely that won't be the case this week again, Ray.
Well, let's see. So, as you said, I know nothing about the Living Monolith, so I do know, though, that it's like an entity level creature. Other aliases, at one point he was known as the Living Pharaoh, where he had an ankh that he had the Egyptian symbol that he would use to channel his powers through, like a wand. Yeah, an ankh.
Yeah.
He was also at one point a living planet. I don't know the story behind that, so don't ask. And he also...
You mean like Star-Lord's dad?
He and Ego fought to the death?
Again, no questions. And at one point, he was also... He took on the moniker of the Juggernaut. That had to be a really powerful Juggernaut, I think.
I know! Nothing stops the... Oh my god! It's a whole planet!
The living monolith has energy absorption, genetically altered by splicing his own mutant genes with that of a mutant X-Man Havoc.
Allows him Havoc to, is powerful.
Yeah, he can absorb energy and use it to create energy blasts. He also can use cosmic energy manipulation. As the living monolith, he had the ability to emit cosmic energy as blast concussive force from his eyes. I wonder what that feels like. That's got to be weird. But
so he has one summer's ability shooting out the other. Like he fires Havoc's ability like Cyclops fires his ability.
Yeah, so apparently I won't be able to hit anything.
Nope, apparently you're superpowered because you're a summer's, partly.
So I also have gifted intellect, and I'm an expert archaeologist and Egyptologist, PhD in archaeology, so I'm sure that'll come in handy in the... in the ring here. I don't know what ring we're in. But, so there you go. I think I'm going to blast the beetle into oblivion.
I got some power armor. It's real good. I'm a good guy now.
What?
The beetle?
What kind of BS is that?
He just stopped being bad. He got some new armor and now he calls himself Mach X. He joined the Thunderbolts. Right? He and Bucky teamed up.
Lame. Stupid right. Heel turns.
So if you're going to, I think the Beatles going to have a heck of a time winning. So if you want the good guy to win, I need a story.
Is there an episode of Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends where the Beatles steals a power booster from Tony Stark?
Yeah.
And gets like all souped up?
Absolutely.
Nice. That's a good episode. All right.
Yeah.
I like that show. It was real good. Kluven.
Who makes this segment go? Is this going to have a name?
Yeah, it's the Superhero Showdown.
Oh, I thought it had a... this guy situation at the end.
It does not.
Mm.
No one wants to sponsor this segment.
That seems reasonable.
If smart. You would like to sponsor this segment.
No, probably not.
You could do so by going to Discord and joining up. Holy crap, we got a vote for the Beetle.
The Discord? Yes! Patreon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Patreon.
Mm-hmm. Don't go to Discord.
Don't go to
Patreon
instead. Not for that.
If you do go to Discord and give us money, that would be weird, but I'm kind of open to that.
All right, this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, V is for Victor.
The follow-up to V is for Vendetta. Not quite as unpopular, but close. Let's see what this guy does. I hear he's on an upswing. Let's see why. His green. He's got red. He's got a black. Whoa, his green is low cost of zero. Let's see what it does. Whenever you match an enemy strike tile, Sabretooth pounces from the shadows, destroying a random 3x3 block of tiles and dealing some damage. 1200 damage. 1200 and a half. Meh. See what this one does. Happy birthday, Runt. 7 black AP. Creates 3 strength, 1 enemy strike tiles. then does some damage per enemy strike tile up to 9. 532 damage per strike tile up to 9. Okay, that's funny at least. And it can make green work. He works. He does all his own work. He doesn't need helpers. Tooth and Nail. This one's popular. Is this the one that just keeps doing damage in 4 short bursts? Yes,
yeah,
it seems
to. This one pairs well with Okoye.
Yeah, it sure does. He slashes 4 times for 979 damage each slash. Ignoring friendly strike tiles and continuing even if he downs the target. Good for him. That's 6. That's a bargain.
Yeah.
This guy's price point is just cheap. Good for you, Sabretooth. You waited and waited and waited, but when your turn finally came due, you cashed in. Welcome to Marvel Puzzle Quest. So the red's a 5. Does that mean the other ones are 4 fours? Or were those two not good?
Samurai, I think, has it correct. If you have a Koye, he's 5/5/3.
Oh, that red is 3.
Right, because the damage is inconsequential because all the damage is coming from the Koye.
Oh.
You just want the multiple attacks.
Okay. I don't know what Koye does or why she's popular. I just believe you guys. I still use 3 stars.
But that logic kind of also applies to all the other powers. Like, to take you should have run from level 3 to level 5, all you're doing is upping the damage. So Okoye is going to be boosting it there as well. I mean, I understand. I understand what he's saying. I just that's why I'm at a 5/3/5, is because taking the tooth and nail from 800 damage to 1900 damage, you know, that's 1,000 more. It's one more now, isn't it?
It is. The damage jump in you should have run is significant from level 3 to level 5. Even from level 4 to level 5, it's significant. I mean, it's not a lot of damage either way, but maybe that's why. So that one's less popular, but boy, this one is enemy. Yeah, it's got to be 3/5/5. That's the real correct answer. As much as I want it to be 4/4/5, 3/5/5 is probably the right answer. I shouldn't second guess myself. I should have stuck with 4/4/5. Craig, what do you think? You like Sabretooth.
I don't have enough Sabretooth to really have played him outside of when he's required, so
yeah.
I mean, he looks fun, but I can't do anything with him.
I don't know. I use him every day. I run him at 5/3/5, and it's really for those 4 strikes. For 6/4 strikes, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot of strikes. You're not into the birthday wishes.
Oh, I use it. I definitely use it.
Yeah,
wishes and caviar dreams?
No, I think it's just there to put out the enemy strike tiles so that you can have a chance of using green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can put them out there. They don't do anything. You match them away.
That's why I didn't love the green, because I feel like there's a good chance that green will do nothing. I don't know. This is tough.
I could even make the argument that one is something you want more if you're going up against Gritty, because you're going to want to be, you know, matching those strike tiles away immediately.
Mm.
Yep.
But
sweet. Yeah.
I don't know. If I could do them at a 5/5/5, I would.
That sounds pretty solid. So there you have it. It's 4/4/5 Sabretooth. That's what Sunny and Zand are.
Okie doke. You know, we need a new story event where we fight Master Mold.
Do we, though?
Yeah.
Don't you remember last year's superhero showdown? We know how that turns out.
Yeah, it's just nonstop Sentinels, baby.
Yep, you just lose.
Each round of the thing, it starts out with Mark 1 Sentinels, and it goes to Mark 2 Sentinels, and it goes to Mark 3 Sentinels. Until you get to Mark 8 Sentinels or whatever ones are that are right before Master Mold.
Oh, I have no idea. Don't they eventually turn into Nimrod?
And then eventually you get Nimrods.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Nimrod, he messes you up something fierce.
That's truth.
That'd be fun. All right, moving on then. Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Oh, the mailbag, that's me. So, first, I had a comment from Joe. This was not sent to us, but I thought it was worth mentioning. On the Facebook page, he had commented on the daily thing that changes every 5 days. I don't know. My brain isn't working. The Deadpool Daily, the 5-star.
The Crash of the Titans.
That's the one. So on the Crash of the Titans, he said,
it's called the 5-day 4-star crash.
Thank you.
of the Titans.
On that, he says, I hate change. Previously, it was Main Event Hulk, Red Hulk, and then Totally Awesome Hulk. Now it's Red, Total, and Main Event. Why? Why the change? I don't know, but I thought I would throw it out there.
Okay.
DJ Author. That's a really hard name to say when you're tired. On the D3 forum says, upon hearing the clue, his gut feeling was that it should be an Avenger bad guy, Kang the Conqueror. He's a time traveler, has used past characters to create his Legion of Unliving. Also, he said,
Kang the Conqueror?
Yeah, Kang the Conqueror.
Yeah, I like that guy. Yeah. I've heard of him.
He also said, certainly it can't be that Turner D. Century.
That would be awesome.
That would be disappointing. He's right.
Wime Time said, Craig, you can share, or can you share, where you found that discount for Marvel Plus. I think it was like $3 for a month for a 3-year contract. Unfortunately, I think the discount has ended.
Yeah, I found out about it from Ian and Ray telling me about it on Labor Day weekend, and it ended that weekend.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I did not know that it was ending. Storm of Fire said, quote, no relation to Jack Harkness, not to be that fan, but he is related to her. Russell T. Davies and Stephen Moffat are both big Marvel fans, so Captain Jack's name was borrowed from Agatha, as was probably the Valiant's design for the helicarrier, or helicarrier. Probably just a coincidence. But so there you go.
How does borrowing a name make one related to someone else?
Well, semi-related. Tangentially related.
Hey, any reason
they're
that
both
you get,
human people, they're practically anytime, related.
No, anytime Captain Jack Harkness can die in anything, you are better off. One of the great characters in all of media.
It's Allmando 69 said, syrup and bacon is fine. It's nothing special, but it's fine. Syrup and bacon by themselves are fine. Together, they are fine as well. Pancakes and bacon are super overrated breakfast
You're
items.
A monster.
Wait, well, run that by me again, because I think I liked it.
Everything's fine. Syrup and bacon is fine. Syrup is fine. Bacon is fine. Together, they're fine. Pancakes and bacon are super overrated breakfast items.
That's not true. Pancakes are super overrated. And bacon's an anytime item. So I guess technically you could be correct.
Okay. Moving on to D-Wing's Wall of Text. We had excitement and yawns from Ian and Craig early in the show. This episode is going to be lit. and the Black Knight will bite your legs off. That is accurate.
What are you going to do? Bleed on me?
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Fantasy draft. He went 0 RB, so I'm way too reliant on some rookie RBs this season.
Yeah, you are. That's going to be.
Yeah, fantasy was a disaster this weekend.
I thought it was great.
Nope, Cam Newton.
Nope, he was fine. Fine.
Single digits is not a number a quarterback should have.
No, I don't know how that happened. That's some odd scoring.
So he.
So many edits. I just made so much work for you. That was so good. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
And my defense got -4.
Well, that's your own fault.
Ugh.
By that point in the draft, you had stopped listening to me and I wandered away to eat snacks and help with the draft board. So
that's true.
We'll see where your own picks get you.
Stupid Cam Newton.
30 years from now, Deeming says, my grandkids will ask, Grandpa, whatever happened to the Puzzle Warriors 3? And I will respond, it was a glorious time, full of puzzle quests and terrible singing, and then the bacon syrup wars of 2019 changed things forever. And just when peace had been restored, Ian enraged Craig by missing the point of Creed, and things went from bad to worse.
Stupid Ian.
All right. Tad Prime on Reddit said, hey, Craig, had to share a friend's cosplay from Dragon Con 2019 with you.
I saw it's amazing.
Might make you desire a new Thor variant in the game. I give you Dazzler Thor.
Yeah, I mentioned Dazzler Thor a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I just thought you were making stuff up.
No! I told you, she worked for Dr. Doom. She was one of the Thor Corps.
That sounds so weird. But okay, there you go. There's your picture. He also said syrup and bacon are just fine. Unless the bacon's cure is too peppery. And then that poor bacon was ruined long before the syrup joined the party.
I disagree on that, too. I'm a big fan of pepper.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're about to run into a wall, commenter. Because too much pepper, it's like you just said nonsense to Craig and Ray.
That is true. I love pepper.
One grind is too much, but these guys are like, my eyes are melting from all the pepper. Give me more.
Exactly.
Just spray me in the eyes with pepper spray while I eat this. It'll taste better.
I love pepper. What is that? Red meat or mashed potatoes? Put all the pepper on it.
No, wait. I don't think you heard me. I think what you heard was a lot of pepper. What I said was,
all of the pepper.
Finally, Heeshin Gixon says, as I've said before, I often don't manage to comment because I always listen to the podcast while driving, but I felt it was imperative upon me to weigh in on the bacon syrup debate. This has spawned a lot of debate. Never have I agreed with a person more fully than when Ray said, but the syrup wouldn't get near my bacon because I would move it first. This, so much this, plus 15 points Gryffindor, minus 50 points from Slytherin.
Yeah. I think the funniest part of that is I am like one of those people who don't let any of their foods touch each other. Like, I will get separate plates and bowls to eat everything in. However, my bacon's got to hit that. Hit that syrup. It's going to happen.
The eating habits of the Puzzle Warriors 3.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. The mailbag, she is empty. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
You up. All right, let's see what Boosty McBoostington has to say about these characters that are all boosted for this week. 3-star. Hey, the aforementioned Beast, who's about to get punched in the face by a very average Hulk with some handsome Ian, hair. Yes, sir.
Initial comments are that we got that clap exact.
Did we?
Everyone's saying it was one clap was heard.
That was
good. I think that's the first time.
That might be.
Woo, doggies.
Woo!
I'm gonna do the icky shuffle right here.
Yeah. That's definitely, I was gonna say after wooing I would make a comment, but there's a lot of litigation going on over that right now, so I don't wanna.
The icky shuffle?
No. Ric Flair. There's a young lady who is doing the wrestling these days named Becky Lynch, and her handle is she calls herself the man, and Ric Flair is.
Did she beat the man?
She did not beat the man.
Can't be the man.
She beat the man's daughter.
That doesn't work.
I don't know.
It's if you got to beat the man to be the man.
And Flair said, listen, I love Becky Lynch and I want her to be successful. However, I also want the WWE to give me money every time she says that. Because,
good for him.
Yep. So we'll see how that shuffles out. In the meantime, he'll get all more money
than this person who's accusing Antonio Brown.
Let's not get into a victim shaming portion of the episode just yet, because I'm confident you have no facts on the case and no evidence. So before we assume that it is a money grab, let's allow the investigation to unfold and then we can comment later.
I didn't like the fact that she couldn't talk to anyone this week because she's having a wedding.
That seems important.
That was beautiful. I've waited 2 years to tell anybody, but I've got a wedding this week, so it's going to have to wait till next week.
Right. What's one more week on top of 2 years?
Well, then I guess you should have said something 2 years ago.
That is the worst amount of not talking about that we've ever done. I'm going to quickly go back into this before I turn this into a different show. Even expressing to you how wrong I think you are will make no headway, and I know better. So, Ian, you're about to walk into a trap. Don't be a dum-dum. Thanks, Ian. I really appreciate that. So, Beast.
The green AoE dinner monologue.
The green AoE damage that Beast whoop bumped up. His healing bumped up.
How can I mention I have no inner monologue due to the unfreezing process?
I have problems controlling the volume of my voice. Everybody's favorite 3-star. Dr. Stephen Strange,
he's real good.
The Goon Buster will be boosted, so he can go through
Crime Buster.
He can go through waves of goons even faster. Scarlet Witch, she's okay on her own, but she's got friends who are powerful. Team her up with them; she's boosted. Spider-Man, that yellow punch is a giant haymaker, knocks people over real good. Try that. And Thanos, you know what? I don't really know what his non-black abilities do. So I can't tell if they're going to be boosted or not, but they might be. Give him a try. He's real good. There's another good round of 3-stars. Let's see what the 4-stars tell me. Ooh, Gamora. Yeah. She's popular with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks ago. Is she still popular with the kids?
I don't know. She's one of the better 4-stars. She's
okay.
Got that super cheap stun.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. She's got some damage that comes out of that red. She's got that super cheap stun, which won't be affected by her boost.
Oh, but it puts out an attack tile or something, doesn't it?
Random strength tiles. Or attack, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. A strength or attack tile. Same thing with the non-insta-kill version, strength or attack tile. So those will be boosted. Equally effective, I would say, is Main Event Hulk. He makes critical tiles and does a good deal of damage with his gamma power bomb. And the little health that you get when the crowd cheers for you, you'll get a little bit more. A longtime favorite of Ray, good old Moon Knight, will do a ton of damage with those Moon Silver Blades. And he'll do some good damage with the his black. What's it? His fist?
Fist of Khonshu.
Fist Khonshu.
Is that not a silent K?
I don't know. I don't know how to speak Egyptian.
Neither do I. So I'm going to call it the Fist of Khonshu. And he's going to do a lot of damage with that. And possibly heal if he kills you while punching you. So good on him. He is a good character.
Do you prefer the Great Pyramid of Cheops or Khufu?
I don't know. The Mummy? First two movies were okay.
Ugh.
Nah, the first two probably hold up. I'm going to rewatch them. I'll let you know.
The first one I would say would.
Yeah. I remember the second one semi-fondly. Everything after that got like super dicey. Rocket. And possibly Groot. The kids used to like him. Is he still cool? Or is he... Oh, no, he got teamed up with Kitty.
Yeah. He's in the Gritty Kitty, baby.
Yeah, he got the boot. He got upgraded. He got moved to next tier meta. Good for him. Well, he's boosted, so there you guys go. Enjoy that. You probably know what he does. He does some green AoE, boosted. Strike tiles, boosted. Attack tiles, boosted. Oh, the Rogue. Everybody's favorite power-stealing, flying, punching, nigh-invulnerable machine with a white skunk stripe of hair. From back when she used to host Talk Soup. Her green, the second flavor of green, does a ton of damage. And her red does some good damage, too. You can enjoy those to their fullest while she is boosted.
I don't know. This is like the five strongest four-star boosts I've ever seen.
It's really potent. So if you're going to go straight four-star, Samurai says, hey. Gamora and Rocket and Groot, they're right there.
Yeah.
Put them together. If you're going to go 3-star, he recommends Strange and Thanos. I feel like Thanos would just obliterate Strange after like one use of his black power. So that's not really for me.
It's not that bad, but yeah, Strange would be taking
brutal,
some damage.
But yeah, Strange does do the healing, though, so hopefully he can heal himself back up enough to take... Yeah, if Strange is high enough that he can withstand a round of courting death... He can hopefully heal himself up a bunch of times before it happens again. That's a good idea. Yep, apparently the boosts are so good this week, you don't need Samurai's advice like you normally would. Well, great. So listen to me now and believe me later. Another great set of boosted characters.
Yeah. So Samurai did say on Discord, not really recommending them together necessarily, just saying they're both boosted. You guys know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that's a strong list of characters. Yeah,
It really is.
So, Ian, did you see the graphic there for Rogue?
Is that in some sort of arena football, or?
So, no, I had to look this up. But apparently, I think it's Canadian football, I think.
Oh, CFL.
Anyway, apparently, if you punt the ball, it goes in the end zone and no one returns it. You score 1 point in a rouge.
Oh.
So, there's the score of 1-0.
I mean, I understand. Oh. I don't understand football, but what do you mean in a rouge? In
the I don't red? Know what
a rouge.
That is.
It's called a rouge.
Oh, I assumed the reference was that other team that doesn't have a point was called like the Manitoba Rogues or something.
No.
Oh, yeah. Called a rouge. Called a wacky. Yeah, I'm not. No, regular football has enough rules. I can't learn more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to look it up. I'm like, what is this talking about? I don't understand.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Mystify.
Oh, just as I was about to give Donkey Teeth some sass, he corrected it, and it was much funnier.
Hat's okay.
He was complimenting Ray's hats. And then he said, nope, wait, that's ridiculous.
All right, let's move on to team up time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
Ooh, that'll sound weird with reverb. All right, so this week... It is a fan favorite. I don't know if I can even go that far. This is a weird team up. It is we're doing a 3-star week. So these are 3-star characters. So all of you people who aren't in the 4-star game yet. Yeah, check this out. It is interesting. So what you got with? You start with Battery Man, Iron Man 40. He's a good staple for charging up all your powers.
True.
You throw in Bullseye, which...
Acceptable.
Solid three-star character. And to fill out your team, Sam Wilson.
Why?
All right.
Am I going to use Bullseye to throw Sam's projectiles at my enemy and kill them?
I'm not really sure. Let me see what he has to say.
Okay.
So, the important synergy here is Falcon and Bullseye. So I think you could go with a different third, but IM-40 is, you know, that's an obvious support character. It's all about getting those Bullseye tiles out and then boosting them with Falcon's blue, which I think is when you make yellow matches, it boosts the tiles. He says that he loves using this for wave battles when you're in three-star right. land. So you knock one person out with Bullseye, and then you just concentrate on upping those strike tiles with Falcon. And Red Wing, as a bonus, if you're fighting goons, and this is specifically for PvE, let me qualify this, but if you're fighting goons, Red Wing will... Wait, does Red Wing still take out countdown tiles? Is that still true? Or did they stop that? I don't
know, he's been recently reworked.
Yeah, I think they might have stopped that.
That's too bad. He was effective.
Yeah.
When he did that. I think the only problem with that, or again, I don't remember if it was just tweaked or totally revamped, because there was like this Red Wing. If you fought another one of him, Red Wing would take out Red Wing, would then take out Red Wing, and they'd just be perpetually countering the Red Wings, and it got you nowhere fast.
Yes. Yeah. So I think that is not the case anymore. But in any case, I don't know. Try it out. Maybe it'll work. This is a strange team in that it's a team where IM-40 will actually be using his own red and blue. Nobody else is going to be using red and blue.
That is uncommon. At the higher levels, Red Wing still takes out countdown tiles.
Oh, okay. Cool. So it will be effective against goons.
Right.
There you go. If you're in three-star land, try it out against PvP, because... You're not.
So
gonna...
I'm trying to boost the strike tiles. I'm not throwing the strike tiles at my enemy.
Yes, exactly.
Unconventional, but does sound good for waves.
And if I said it wrong, I apologize. You want to use this for PvE, not PvP. Definitely not. It will not stand up.
What?
But yeah.
So it's only coming through in waves. It slips move, but I can't hear what they're saying.
I'm saying Boo Earns. thanks, Unify.
Unify! Holy smokes, it's S time. Let's go OG style and open up some tokens.
Oh, Franks and Beans.
Beans and Franks?
Exactly. I was so interested in Ray's segment, I forgot to
open Steam.
Prepare myself for this.
I've got three tokens to open, though, so you got a minute.
All right, so
holy smokes, I've got tons
two,
of time.
So you've got a five token run here.
All right. First one is a Domino.
I like her.
Second one, Baby Groot.
I like him better.
Third one, Bickety Bam, it's a Dazzler.
I don't really like her.
Shut up your face.
She has some qualities.
I know, because he said Biggity Bam, and that put it in a weird place for me. Just pop one of these Dazzlers over your brown eye? I got a wiping problem?
Whoa.
You don't remember that? That's where Biggity Bam came from. Listen, Ray's got a lot of editing to do this episode. We might as well just go full tilt.
Stink bomb.
What am I doing in Steam? Oh, now I remember.
All right, I'm poking. I'm going to try and poke him in the temple because that's where he's poking himself. And it is a four-star magic classic ruler of limbo. All right, I'm going for the eye poke because that didn't work. Oh, it's another four-star. Goddess of Thunder, the Lady Thor. So my... Okay, so Thor is now up to a 310, which gives me another legendary... And magic is at a 281. So let me see what that third legendary gets me.
What the third castle?
And it's another four-star vulture.
Ooh.
Because I don't have enough of him.
I don't. I need one more of him. I meant to buy one token for one vault, and I accidentally bought a 10-pack, and I was instantly regret-filled. But I did get a latest legend token and a vulture token out of it, so my regret was assuaged almost as instantly.
Nice.
I was like, no, why did I play when I went?
Well, mind. Hopefully I didn't take the vulture you needed.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to give this guy, I'm going to come at him Amal Farouk style. And poke him in. You know what? I think you probably need to poke him here at the peak of his finely sculpted eyebrow. That is, he went to go see his cosmetologist, and she went to town with the wax and the tweezers on these guys. They are awesome. Let's see if I can get a vulture out of this guy. Oh, man. I got a venom. That's what I get for mocking him. But it was the agent style of venom.
Oh, okay. A little better.
Yeah. Takes him to a 4-2-4.
Earlier in the week, I did manage to get a 5. I've been on a really dry run of 5 stars, but I did manage to get a Spider-Man earlier in the week. I think I've got 10 covers for him now, so... But yeah, that was it. That's all I've got.
All right, cool. Thanks, this guy.
Ian, talk about the podcast network.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
It's the soon-to-be-named podcast network, which is, from what I hear, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
It's more like the Pinto.
It's probably not that. That's unsafe at any speed.
And?
I think there are some speeds that you could listen to this network at and not be too in danger. I mean, it's not this show, but surely.
Don't call me Shirley. Something.
Anyway, the soon-to-be-named network available at soon-to-be-named-network.com, a podcast network of which we are a part. You can check out us and several other fine shows at soon-to-be-named-network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
.com. Anything else for the go to the order?
Negatory.
I think I'm good.
All right. As always, thanks everybody for popping in, listening in, and don't wreck your car. If you're laughing so hysterically that you go off the road, it's not my fault, because I'm not that funny.
If you need to comment on bacon and syrup so badly that you careen off the road and just start typing wildly under your phone.
I think every Top Chef will agree that bacon and syrup is a fabulous thing. Comments, suggestions, send them over to Ray. We'll get them out of the mailbag. If you want to throw us a bone, click on that Amazon banner and head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. So that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, it's the number one cigarette of Wardour Street. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.